Hi developers, I'm Hossein Dillai, Microsoft MVP. In this video, we'll learn how to be more productive with Visual Studio. For that, we will see some tips and tricks like code formatting for C# and XAML, how to use multi-edit, so you can change multiple lines or in multiple positions in the same time. And we see how we can command multiple lines at one click. Then we'll see how to document your code, your methods and your properties and even your classes. And then we'll see how to use the peak definition. And then we'll see a very nice extension called ReSharper, and we'll see how it is really useful for developers using Visual Studio in everyday development. So to start with, here I have a very silly class with code not indented. So I want to indent this code. I don't have to go for each line and click space or click enter so that I can make the code looks better. I can go simply and click Control K D. So what this does, it goes and do indentation of the code for me. So here I get the code indented with respect to space here. So the same thing I can do in my XAML code. So here I have a page, XAML page, that contains code not indented. So I can go and indent it using Control K D. So the same short key could be used in C# and on XAML files. So here you saw how our code was. So need each attribute, all the attributes for each element are written on the same line. And here we have a child element that is not indented when compared with the parent attribute. So how we need a fast manner to indent this code. So we type Control K D. So now you see how the code looks really niftier than before. When you try this by default in Visual Studio, you might not get this function working for you. So for that, you need to go to Tools to enable this option and go to Options. And here you go to a node called Text Editor. And inside the text editor, you will get some options for XAML files. Here I go to formatting and then go to spacing. And here I have some options depending on how I want the attributes to be shown in my XAML code. So I can choose here to preserve new lines and spaces between attributes, insert a single space between attributes, or I can go and say that I want that each attribute will be written in a single line or a separate line. So by choosing that option, you get these really nice indentation. So this is annotation for XAML. You can also apply that for C# files. So here you go to C# and choose formatting, and here you go to indentation or a new lines, and here you get more options with C# that enables you to do indentation, personalize it on your styling code. So that's for code formatting. Now there is some other useful tip for C# or for any code in Visual Studio. It works for C#, it works for VB, it works for Python, for XAML, for XML files. This option is multi-edit. So what multi-edit does, so here let's imagine that I have a list and I want to fill all the items of the list with one unique string. So let's say the string is content. So without multi-edit, I should go for each one and click content for each one of the list. But with multi-edit, what I can do is to go inside these codes and right-click, click on Alt on the keyboard, and with the mouse I go and type, select where I want to write my my string value. So inside these five items here, I go and now when I click something, let's say content, for example, you see that it's writing in five places simultaneously. So that's the power of multi-edit. So multi-edit, this option, you don't get it by default in Visual Studio. Instead, you should go and install it. It's easy to do that. So you go to Tools and you choose Extensions and Updates. And here you go to Online and look for an extension called multi-edit. Multi-editing, sorry. So with that extension here, multi-editing, you get this option to do multi-editing in simultaneously in different regions. So you need to go and install that plugin or that extension in Visual Studio. Then you know you need to restart Visual Studio in order to get it working and enable it for Visual Studio. So that's for multi-editing. Now, if, for example, I don't need this method, so I want to comment all of these methods. So previously you go and select the slash, then the star, and you go here and you use the same, but you know it's not recommended to use this pattern. So as another solution, you go and do the double slash on each line of code, but that takes time, so you need a more powerful option or more productive option. For that, you go here and select the region of the code you want to comment, then you type Control K C for commenting. And if later you want to uncomment this code, you go and select that region again and select this time Control K U for uncommenting. So this way you can go and comment or uncomment your code. So that's for commenting the code. Then let's say, for example, here I have a method called do inside a class, call it class one. So the do method, I don't know anything about what this method does, so I need some sort of documentation for this code. For example, for default, for .NET methods, you get comments. For example, if I type sender, and I click dot, you see here for the equals method, I get a comment telling me that it determines what the equals method does, and also for any other method in .NET or any class library. So how can we make our own documentation for our code? So here, let's say I want to make documentation for the do method. So I go to the do method inside the class one, and here, a way to add documentation is to go on top of the method name and type the slash three times. Here you will get this by default working on Visual Studio. It will generate a summary element, and inside which you can add a description of what the method do does. So let's say, for example, do method, let's say, doesn't do anything yet. So this documentation, now I can see it, and whenever in wherever I use the do method. So now if I put the cursor on top of the do method, now I can get that command I wrote on top of the do method. So it tells here do doesn't do anything yet. So this way I can get description of my methods and as a command, as a documentation for my code. So that's for documentation. Now, for example, I do need to see the implementation of the do method. So as I did previously, I can go and select here, go to implementation. And then I will be navigated to that method. But with doing that, I leave it the context here. I leave it the this class to go to the class one. Now I want to see this declaration inside the same view as this class. So to do that, I can go and right click on top of that method and select here peak definition. So here peak definition, I can stay in the same class, and here it adds this nice view which contains the definition of that method. And even I can go and edit this file. So that's a good way to see methods from other classes with methods from the current class inside the same view. So that's the option peak definition. You'll get this option by default with Visual Studio. So now let's go to something else. The ReSharper, that's an extension I really like and I really enjoy working with. It makes Visual Studio really great tool. ReSharper, that's the extension that enables you to be really, really more productive with Visual Studio. So I have it here installed. Some of the features for ReSharper, I can go and create a property. So with Visual Studio right from the box, you can get this. So by, for example, by typing PROP and then selecting the tab tabulation, you can get here generates a structure for a property with the get and the set keywords. So let's say here I have a string and let's call it name. You can move between the type and the name by tapping the tabulation. And then now I want this outdoor property to have a backing field. So how I can do that quickly, I can right click here with ReSharper. You can get the options proposed by ReSharper by clicking Alt Enter. So I clicked on top of name, then I click Alt Enter, then I get this this window with the proposition from ReSharper on how to make my code better. So here it suggests for me to change this property and add to it backing field, to property with backing field. So by choosing that option, now you see it generates a private or a backend field and adds that automatically to my code. What you get, some of the other features you get by default with ReSharper, is that here, for example, I'm creating this class inside a folder named Views. And you might want that the namespace also changes to match the structure where your file is. So for example, you want that the namespace here changes to the name of your project, then the name of the view or the name of the folder in which your class resides on. So you can go and simply type .views, but also here you see that ReSharper adds this blue line, which means that there is a recommendation from ReSharper. And if I go and select that blue line, and again even by selecting this icon here, which you get with ReSharper, or by selecting Alt Enter, you get recommendations from ReSharper telling you move to Xamarin Demo.views namespace. So I simply go and select that option, and now here it is. My class now resides inside the namespace Xamarin Demo.views that matches the structure of my project here. So ReSharper contains lots and lots and lots of these tips. Actually, some other nice tip here. For example, here I'm using list, and the list, you know, is inside the system.collections.generic namespace. But if I don't have that namespace, then here I will get an error because I don't have that namespace. But even here with Visual Studio, you can go and click Control dot to get a recommendation to add the missing namespace. But with Visual Studio, if you should really go and type all the name for the list, or Visual Studio would not recognize what object it is. And with ReSharper, even you don't have the namespace here, it recognizes and it suggests using that object. So here with the IntelliSense of ReSharper, I can get the list, and here inside this parenthesis, it tells me it will add this namespace in system.collections.generic. So it's a proactive manner to add references even if I don't have them in my project. So by typing that, it actually continue completing that object, writing that object, and it adds the using automatically for me. So that's a nice feature in ReSharper, and I use it really a lot. ReSharper contains lots and more of these options you can get from by going to their official website, which is inside this one, jetbrains.com/resharper. So here you get an overview of its capabilities and the options you get with ReSharper. Actually, one of the good options with ReSharper is that you can go and define your own coding styles. You define so how the methods should be written, what type of indenting should be used, and those options you can optimize them, or you can define them individually depending on your code style, or even depending on your organization's code style, so that these code styles could be shared and used by all the team. because these code styles, they could be exported and use it on another and imported on another machine with Visual Studio. So I do really recommend trying ReSharper. It's a paid tool, unfortunately, but at least you get 30 days trial. So like ReSharper, there is some other tips and tricks for Visual Studio. You can get the complete list inside this website, visualstudiotipsandtricks.com. So here you get a complete list, some of which we saw in this video and some we didn't. So here for the peak definition, for example, it did vertical blocks and some other cool features you will really like, especially if every Visual Studio developers will like and will enjoy using these tips, because they really make him even more productive with Visual Studio. I hope this video was great for you, and so thank you.